from the Lord. Anything that you need in Jesus' name. Mark chapter 7, verse 28, picking up from a mom that has a very unique encounter with Jesus Christ because the Lord wanted to teach a lesson to the people of his day and our day. He chose to interact with a woman that society of that time said she didn't deserve anything from the Lord. And this is not an indicator that God is prejudiced, absolutely not. But Jesus used her place in society to convince all of us that when you feel like you don't deserve it, Jesus Christ is here for you. And it's a beautiful story. I'll give a little bit of context momentarily. But this is her answer when basically she's been made to feel like a dog that doesn't deserve any kind of attention or even the miraculous. She answered and said unto him, "Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs." And he said unto her, "For this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter." Lord Jesus, in the next few moments that we share from your word, let miracles happen in this house as faith rises for somebody that's going home to an impossible situation, that they would receive the miracle today, that they would receive the confidence today, that you're going to bring to them a change, a victory that no one else can bring to them. In Jesus' name. And I wonder if those of you that can could clap your hands and shout as if to say, thank you for those miracles, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You may be seated, and I hesitate to share with you the title of this message. I will in just a moment, but it's intended, if I can say this in advance, it's intended to encourage every mom. It's intended to bless every person. Now, when I mention this title, there will be some that may take immediate offense. Bear with me just a moment, and it may sound like I'm being overly dramatic, but I have picked a controversial subject to begin with. This is taken from an action of our U.S. military just recently. It made a lot of discussion on the news when they released the MOAB. That's what I'm preaching about today. The mother of all bombs in a conflict that is an attempt to protect the world from ISIS. This MOAB is known as a massive ordnance air blast. And it is a powerful force that doesn't just impact the enemy physically, but even psychologically. And again, I don't want to be political. It's Mother's Day, okay? But I am trying to get a little bit of inspiration from the mother of all bombs to try to encourage a mom in this place. Now, I was reading about this, and again, this may be controversial as well. I'm just throwing it out there, moving on. But even the Pope was critical of the name Mother of All Bombs. And he gave a good reason for that. He said, because moms bring life, and moms bring love, and a bomb like this just brings death and carnage. And there's no way that a mom should be associated with something that destructive. And I'm not here to debate the Pope or anything like that, but I am here to say this: the Pope don't know my mama. And I love my mom. And if she was here today, I would preach this message, and she would be one of the loudest ones to say amen. Even though my mom is responsible for a lot of life and a lot of love directed towards my brother and I, she could, with just a high heel shoe, take out an entire city block. Because there's mamas like that here today. Nobody messes with mom. And nobody messes with the kids of a mama like that. So when I heard that, and it was just a few weeks ago, I heard it for the first time, that expression, the mother of all bombs. I did not take offense, because I thought, if you are going to try to highlight a force that is so powerful that it can change the atmosphere for miles around, you might be talking about my mama. If you could talk about a force that would just one strike, all of a sudden the enemy could be laid to waste, that sounds a lot like my mama. And so when I preach the mother of all bombs, I'm just trying to give a shout out to moms in this place, that even though you bring life and love to all of us, we also know we better not mess with you. Because if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Proverbs 31 says it this way, and it's much cleaner than what I have said so far. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Now, I know this may sound old-fashioned, but a godly mom that fears the Lord, she's not afraid to put the fear of God in her kids. It's true. I know it's not politically correct, but you are blessed if you have somewhere in your history a mom that was so confident in God and His word that she would put a hurting on you if there was some sort of attitude of rebellion or some sort of attitude of disrespect. Hey, we could use some moms like that in the world we're a part of today. My mom could put a hurting on anything within a mile radius if she sensed you were getting out of line, or God forbid you spoke disrespectfully towards a teacher or an authority. You know, mamas like that are the ones that say, if you keep crying, I'll give you something to cry about. Mamas like that are moms that say, I'll spank you so hard your skin will crawl up and down your legs. And mamas like that will say, I brought you into the world, I can take you out and make another one that looks just like you. Now, don't you be offended. I'm not trying to speak for child abuse, God forbid, but I am trying to honor moms that had a way of saying, in this house, there's going to be respect. In this house, there's going to be obedience. In this house, there's going to be a sense that there is an authority. Proverbs says it this way, Proverbs 23, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. I'm living proof of that verse. I have not been killed, and I've had a lot of beatings. And I just want to say, don't you call the cops on my mama. I deserved every single one of them. And I deserved a whole lot more. She never caught up to me. I remember the last time she gave me a whipping. She took that belt and she gave it to me. And when she gave it to me for the first time, it didn't hurt. I was about 22. But we both started laughing. Because here's this little lady trying to get me to act right, and she did what had always worked before, and she did it with all her might, and I'm like, what was that? I mean, I was used to the mother of all bombs, and I think a cricket just kind of wandered in here. It was at that moment that both of us had to realize, if you ain't got it by now, you will never ever get it. You might as well forget it. And I think it's just important that on Mother's Day, we honor that role of a godly woman that says, I'm going to take the Bible and let it be a handbook for how I'm going to raise my kids. And together, if you're blessed, I didn't have this in my home, a mom and dad working together. Thank God if you got it. But I thank God for a mama that knew how to trust in the Word of God. Proverbs 22 and verse 15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. The rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 29, again, verse 15, the rod and reproof giveth wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother's shame. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Just for the record, if you are blessed to have a mom that fits the description of the mother of all moms, you are blessed. So parents, go home and bless all your kids today. Some of you will be offended by this message. You've got to get past all the silliness and see, I'm just trying to celebrate that in this church today, there are moms that take seriously their role as women of God to try to put the word of God in effect. And so I also want to say this, and that was the first part of my message. I think I got through it pretty quick. This is the second part. There's only three parts. Another thing I love about my mom is that not only could she put a hurting on me and my brother, who was always a lot worse than me, but she knew how to put a hurting on the devil. She knew how to protect her kids from the adversary of the soul of every one of us. So when I heard that expression, the mother of all bombs, I began to reflect upon that, and I remembered the verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I remembered what Paul said to the church in Ephesus, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Come on, mama, why don't you stand today as a testimony? My family goes through hell, but I will not give up. My family fights the devil, but the devil's going to have to get through me to get to my kids, because I'm going to stand as a soldier. I'm going to stand as a woman of God with faith, with confidence. Oh, let's clap our hands and shout unto God. Come on, it's a little bit explosive right now, because there's something about a praying mama. There's something about a worshiping mama. Hallelujah. I could honor my mom for many things, but I can tell you this, growing up without a dad in New York City, many times being left alone because she had to go to work early in the morning. If we went to school, it was up to us, because she wasn't there to help us get to school. We had to get there if we chose to get there, and then get home and have a bunch of time to goof off. And so my mama relied on the belt, and my mama relied on the word. But there were also times early in the morning and late into the night, I could hear mama praying against every spiritual force that would come against her kids. I don't know anything about drug addiction, even though I was surrounded by drug addicts. I don't know anything about alcohol addiction and immorality in terms of the world and what you can find in a city like that. I don't believe it was because just of the way my mama raised me, but it was the way she prayed for my soul, that somewhere in all of the attacks of hell, there was a mama pleading the blood. There was a mama saying, devil, you can't have my boys. And now today, both of those boys are pastoring churches and preaching on Mother's Day. Why? Because there's something about a mama that says, devil, you're a liar. You cannot have my family. You cannot have my kids. Praise God. And so the scripture says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. I mean no disrespect to the Pope. I mean no disrespect to those that have political problems with what the U.S. does in terms of our attempt to lead this world in freedom. But I will say this, hell knows the sound of a mother that gets on her knees. Hell knows the force, the explosive, shaking force of a mama that says, devil, I'm drawing the line right here. I'm not going to give up on my son. I'm not going to give up on, they may not be in church today, but I tell you what, devil, I am the mother of all palms. I will pray. I will fast. I will worship until Satan has to let go. Oh, would you clap your hands and shout with your voice as if to say, come on, Satan desires to have you, to sift you as wheat, but I'm praying. Praise God. I am certain that many times from my younger years and even now, in fact, my brother was telling me this week of going through a situation in his own life as an adult father, husband, pastor. And he said, I reminded the Lord just this week, now God, I'm praying, but you need to remember my mama's praying too. And I guarantee you, some of you are entirely blessed right now because somewhere in your history, there was a mama that was the mother of all bombs fighting for your soul. The only reason why some of you have the privilege of a nice family and perhaps even a nice job and a nice life is because you got a mama. Sometimes you make fun of her and sometimes you think she's too crazy about Jesus, but that mama gets on her knees and she pleads the blood over you. And on Mother's Day, it's a great day to say, thank you, Jesus, for a praying mama. Thank you, Jesus, for a church going mama. Thank you, Jesus, for a worshiping mama. My mom was not educated, but she knew how to pray. My mom was not wealthy, but she gave me this precious, invaluable truth. My mom was not in the military, but she was in the Lord's army, and the mother of all bombs would shake the gates of hell as my mom would plead the blood. I want to tell all of our young moms, do the best you can for your kids, but in doing the best you can for your kids, teach them how to pray. Teach them how to seek God. Teach them how to get in the house of God. And if you ever discover that they are wavering, don't give up on them. Don't judge them. But you keep praying, mama. You keep pleading the blood, mama. You keep trusting God, mama. Because even hell itself cannot stop a praying mama. And so that was part two. This is part three. This is my gift for all the mamas. Because some of you, your son or your husband, they made a reservation. You don't have to cook for them today. Some of you not that blessed. Because your husband is a, no, I'm just, he's a tightwad, no. No, I'm not preaching that. I'll preach that on Father's Day. That's right. Mother of all tightwads. June 21st, coming soon. But in the last part of this message, as you musicians come, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. All you men are going to stay for the next half of the message, but the mothers are about to be dismissed. And all the kids are staying too. All right? We're going to lock them in here, and we're going to go out to eat together. But I wanted to take time in this service to honor our moms, especially those that still hold to biblical truth when it comes to discipline and raising our kids in the fear of God, and especially those that know that we are fighting hell for our kids. Oh, yeah. But we will win. We will win. But the last part of this message and the altar call today is for someone that feels like, man, no offense to my mama, but I feel like hell is winning the battle against my soul, winning the battle against my marriage, winning the battle against my children. For that person, if you're a mom especially, but for anyone, I would like for you to let this church be a spiritual mom for you today. And let us pray with you in the closing moments of this service. That prayer may look like a brother putting a hand on the shoulder of another brother, or a sister linking hands with another sister, or a friend getting together with a friend, or maybe even someone here that's a leader, an elder, an intercessor, linking up with a guest that it's your first time. And we're just going to pray, Lord Jesus, wherever the enemy would come against this man of God, wherever he would come against his family, his children, or his grandchildren, we take authority over all the power of the enemy, like the mother of all bombs. Lord Jesus, we want your spirit to interact with our prayers and defeat the darkness that attacks a marriage or attacks a family or attacks a child. And together we want to say, as Jesus told the Apostle Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to say to somebody here that has a need, the church can be like a spiritual mother, and not just some weak force in the earth, not just some force that gets together and sings a few songs, but I'm talking about a bomb that goes off, that sends shockwaves through hell when you've been fighting this battle all by yourself, and you're watching your marriage slip away, and you're watching your kids slip away, but on that Mother's Day, you made a trip to the altar, and you linked up with a church, and we begin to pray, and all of a sudden, like an explosion, the gates of hell begin to rattle, the chains of sin begin to fall, and your family was set free. Come on, how many of you know it's true? I have been knocked down at times. I have been made to look pretty weak at times. I have been made to feel like there was no hope at times. But rejoice, not against me, oh my enemy. Though I fall, I shall arise. I feel like I'm behind enemy lines. I feel like I'm in prison. But all of a sudden, there's an explosion because the church is praying for me. The church is pleading the blood for me. The church is standing in the gap for me, and there's an explosion of power, victory, liberty. Oh, if you've ever been there, would you clap your hands? If you've ever been there, would you lift your voice and say, I know God can do it for you because he's done it for me. And so I close. You may be seated for just a moment. Because as the crowd gathered around Jesus, and several were receiving answers to prayer, others were hearing words of wisdom, there was a little lady, a little mama, and she dropped a bomb in that atmosphere. When she screamed out, Jesus, my daughter is being beat up by the devil. I need you. I need you. I need you. And the crowd was so full of prejudiced people that knew enough about the history of this woman to know she doesn't fit in our religious circles. She doesn't belong around us self-righteous people. Who does she think she is coming to Jesus with her problem? But she let off a bomb. Jesus, my daughter, my baby. If you don't do it, Jesus. And so, in order to teach us all a lesson, Jesus speaks out the prejudice of the people when he says to her, woman, you're a dog. Yeah. Really, that's what he said. You read about it in the book of Mark, chapter number 7. You're a dog to these people. And yet you came up in here thinking I was going to. He's trying to let us see that there are people, even in this sanctuary today, that life turns on you so poorly, so violently, that you feel like maybe other people can be blessed, but I'll never be blessed. Maybe other people deserve help, but I don't think I deserve help. He was reaching for people like that when he said, woman, you're just a dog. And she let off a bomb when she said, yeah, master, okay, I'm a dog. But even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And what a bomb when she was basically saying, Jesus, you're so powerful that even if everybody in this room thinks I don't deserve a miracle, I don't deserve a second chance, if I just get a crumb of your power, a crumb of your blessing, a crumb of the miracle that I need, that will be enough. What's that verse when Jesus replied to her? Have you got that verse 29? And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. The mother of all bombs reminds me of a mom that says, if everybody knows my business and everybody thinks I don't deserve any better, and if everybody's talking about me and if everybody's pushed me away, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to Jesus anyway. I'm going to church anyway. I'm going to the altar anyway. And when I get to the altar, I'm not going to be focused on people. I'm going to be focused on Jesus. I'm not going to be focused on my problems. I'm going to be focused on Jesus. I'm not going to be focused on my circumstance. I'm going to be focused on Jesus. I'm not going to be focused on me. Would you stand with me right now? With every eye closed, every head bowed. If you need a miracle today, mama, if you need a miracle for your kids, mama, if you need a miracle for your husband, mama, if you need a miracle for those that you're burdened for, I'm going to let you come to the altar first today, not focused on your problem, not focused on your pain, but you drop a bomb in this place by saying, you know what, everybody knows the trouble I've seen, but I believe Jesus can help me today. Come on, mamas, would you come? Here comes a mama, even with the help of a walker. I thank God for Sister Mary that's leading the way today. Thank you, Sister Green. Thank you. Look at these mamas coming. They've got problems. They've got struggles, but they're coming and they're saying, I'm about to drop a bomb at Heaven View. And the bomb is this: you all may give up on me, but I'm not going to give up on Jesus. Now, where are the daddies? Where are the kids that can join these mamas and say, right here in these last few moments, I believe Jesus can set me free. I believe Jesus can bless my family. Come on, if you've got a son or daughter that needs a miracle, run to the altar. If you've got a kid that needs a miracle, if you've got a grandkid that needs a miracle, run to the altar today. Come on, elders, help us right now. Come on, intercessors, help us right now. It's Mother's Day, and God's got a gift for some mama right now. Come on, it's Mother's Day. God's got a gift for some. Come on, your kids are going to be saved. Your grandkids are going to be saved. Come on. Come on, mama. Let the Lord see your faith. Come on, mama. Let the Lord see your faith. Come on, come on. I hear a bomb going off. I hear a bomb going off. I hear an explosion in hell. I hear an explosion in hell. Somebody's praying for a son. Somebody's praying for a daughter. Somebody's praying for a grandkid. Somebody's praying for a spouse. Somebody's praying for a marriage. Somebody's praying for a healing. Come on, Holy Ghost-filled intercessors. Pray for everybody you can pray for. Pray for everybody you can pray for. There's a bomb going off. There's an explosion happening.
I can be with you. You can make me like you. Wrap